Welcome back to the Loggy Lock Sports Betting Podcast. It's your boy. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Mostly gentlemen, of course. Sports bettors are mostly guys. How we doing? Today's Wednesday, November 6th, 2019. Sorry for that super delay. Wednesday, I didn't know what the fuck date it was. Recording this on Tuesday afternoon, the 5th. Why? Because I feel like it, and I want to get the episodes done and ready to be uploaded as early as possible. I noticed most of you guys like to listen early in the morning, so I want to get the podcast released in the middle of the night at some point so everybody can listen and enjoy. With all that being said, just trying to get this episode out as quickly as possible and make these episodes as concise as possible. The plan was... I'm going to tell you why it didn't work out in a second. The plan was to do Wednesday. Sorry about the little bit of background noise here. I am walking through New York City. I got to go to work, doing the best I can for you guys to get an episode out every single day for you and do the best content I possibly can as I walk past a bus that's super loud. It's all good. With all that being said, the plan was to do Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday's episodes. Just bang out a couple NBA picks. Bang out maybe an NHL pick or two. Bang out a 5 to 10 minute little segment with Matt at Jersey Way Betting, breaking down the 1, 2, 3, 4 games for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday, really kind of get into it and make those episodes a little bit longer. So yeah, that's pretty much it, I guess, besides the fact that besides the fact that I did have Matt on and he's coming up on this episode, it's already recorded. I'm just going to upload it and put it into this episode. Basically, what's going to happen on this episode of the show of the Locky Lock Sports Betting Podcast is I'm going to go ahead and just basically, after this intro, go ahead and bang out, like I said, a couple NBA picks or two or three or four. Go over every game like I always do. Couple NHL picks, like I just said. There's so many freaking college basketball games that it's ridiculous. So I don't know what I'm going to do yet as far as college basketball. I have a couple ideas. Maybe you guys could reach out to me, give me some feedback, and let me know what you'd rather me do the best. So what I'm thinking is maybe pick a team or two, probably two teams a day, to go over their teams, basically. Go over their new players, go over their returning players. Tell you guys what I think about this team, if they're going to underachieve, overachieve. Maybe look at their team totals that Vegas has posted as odds. Maybe give you a thought on that. And just basically go over their teams. Go over their coaching changes, if any. Talk about their coach, what I think about their coach, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Just basically break down as many teams as I possibly can. I'll probably start with the top 25 because that just makes sense. And then from the top 25, I'll go with like probably the top 50 or so. Maybe the top 100 even. That'll be 50 episodes, 50 days. It's only about a month, 2 months. And then after the top 100, I'll probably just pick, you know, the best teams or the biggest teams that I can think of and just break every team down. So that's what I think about college basketball. You guys got to realize one of the reasons that I don't follow or I'm not great at betting NFL, which is why I have guests on to talk to NFL, especially college football, which is why I have Matt on in the first place to talk college football, essentially, is because, you know, as you know, I consider myself an NBA and college basketball expert, and those are my best strengths. Although, fucking MLB was insane this year. You're welcome. But yeah, so the problem with being an NBA guy, first of all, is... Well, I shouldn't say that because listen, if you follow any college sport, let's just leave NBA and NFL out of it. If you follow any college sport, like seriously, and you're really a serious professional, what you think, whatever. If you follow a college sport closely, listen, there's fucking hundreds and hundreds of schools. You know what I'm saying? There's hundreds of schools. There's thousands of players. There's hundreds and hundreds of coaches. There's thousands of assistant coaches. So it's just a lot to keep track of. And every single year there's changes, you know. The NBA and NFL, there's a lot of change in the NFL. I shouldn't say that. You know, but for me to really be on point with all the college basketball stuff, it's pretty fucking impossible for me to be up to date or have any real fucking knowledge that's not pretty much common knowledge for college football. So that's why I have Matt on. He does a great job every single episode he comes on. I'm going to cut this short. It's only about 5 minutes long. So far, I got about another 2-3 minutes. Right, boys? Yeah. So, yeah, I plan on having Matt on today for, like, literally, like, a 5 to 10 minute little thing. I just was going to have him basically talk about the Miami-Ohio game versus Ohio. And I even told him, I was like, listen, man, I'm just going to have you on for 5-7 minutes max. You know, don't take it the wrong way or anything, but I'm trying to make, and here comes a fire engine, loud noise in the background, sorry, but I wanted to make Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday episodes, like I said, a little bit shorter than 45 minutes to an hour, as the past episodes have kind of been, and then kind of bang out Saturday and Sunday heavy. With that being said, we went over the time once again. We started talking, I literally sent him an outline. I said, okay, we'll talk about the Miami-Ohio game. And then after that, I had three questions for him, three little quick questions, easy, simple questions. And every single time I brought up one of the questions and he started answering it, it brought me to a new thing, which brought me to a new thing. So it was a good, organic, flowing conversation. So I think you guys will enjoy it. Like I tell him on the segment part, I've gotten a lot of feedback from a bunch of you guys, probably over 15 of you guys. And, you know, I reach out to some of you guys and I ask you questions about the podcast, what you would rather hear. Would you rather hear this? You want to hear this? And almost unanimously, when I asked the question to some of the supporters and close listeners and daily listeners for a while now, I basically asked, would you guys, what kind of content do you want? Do you want more betting advice? I always get a yes to that. Give us more betting advice. So I'm going to do more of that for you guys. You guys always want me to keep the picks in, right? At least you want to give me, you want me, that's the whole point of listening to this podcast, essentially, is for the picks. So you guys can tail and win. So everybody wants those in. Everybody wants more betting advice. The other thing almost everybody wants is, they want more, like, sports happenings of the day. Basically, like a, like, you know, those early morning talk shows, which I actually reference in these, in this podcast with Matt. Like, you know, how Mike and Mike used to be, how they talk about, they pick, but the only thing I don't like about, like, Mike and Mike and all these ESPN shows, with the one exception being Jalen and Jacoby, because they talk about whatever they want. Mike and Mike, well, it's not Mike and Mike anymore, they split up, and now it's Golic and Wingo, who has the one Mike, Mike Golic from Mike and Mike, now with Trey Wingo and his son Mike. That's why it's Golic and Wingo. It's two Golics. I'm not a big fan of his son, but it is what it is. And then the other Mike, I mean, they're both still fucking successful. It's not like they broke up and the show went kaput. They broke up to do bigger things and better things. So the other Mike, Mike Greenberg, who I'm a big fan of, I'm a big fan of both of them. I actually have a picture of me and Golic that I met him in Times Square. I posted on Twitter, I think. I'll probably post it again. Nice guy. Greenberg's cool too. Not a big fan of him personally. I mean, it is what it is. He's kind of like a geeky Jewish guy from New York. I mean, that's fine. He knows his sports. At the end of the day, he knows what he's talking about. And he's a good fucking host. A good radio host, a good television host. He's even good on SportsCenter. So, yeah, let me shut up about all that shit. But yeah, so now he does the show Get Up. But what you notice, what I'm trying to say is, what you notice of all these shows, they all talk about the same fucking thing. Like, it'll be fucking on the 6 to 8 o'clock morning show. It'll be, oh, the Lakers fucking lost to the Clippers the first game of the season. That's the number one story. Then you'll see the 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock show. Oh, the Lakers lost the fucking... Then you'll see First Take, 10 o'clock to noon. Oh, the Lakers... And it's like, fuck. Until you get to fucking, like, 2:30 to 3, which is a half-hour slot, I think, for Jalen and Jacoby, they make a point to not talk about that shit. Like, you won't hear Tom Brady or LeBron's name. What I'm trying to say is, you guys... A lot of you guys want more stuff like that. Like, for it to be, like, a morning show like that. So, I don't mind doing it. I think it's fun. So, and I enjoy doing it. So, we'll do that. But I'm going to try to not make it like the same shit that everybody's talking about. I kind of fell victim to that a little bit in this episode. Yesterday, Tuesday, when I'm recording this, one of the big things that everybody was talking about on those morning shows was the college playoff top four, the two big games in college basketball. So I, by mistakenly, I did talk about the college football four playoff teams, but I think I do it in a good way with Matt here. A little bit different than ESPN. So, anyway, with all that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Talk about every sport here. I give you a couple picks from every league. And then we talk about the one college football game tonight. So enjoy the show, guys. Let's eat together. Hit me up on Twitter. Hit Matt up on Twitter at Jerry's Way Betting. As you guys know, at JERZWAYBETTING. Hit me up on Twitter at JADULANIE. Send in a voicemail to the show. Starting recording.
Good.
All right, guys, we're back. I got my boy, as I told you, at Jerry's Way Betting. Matt is on the line. What's going on, bro? Thanks for making time once again to come on the show.
What's up? Happy to be back. Going to break down another college football game for you guys tonight.
I re-listened to last night's podcast, which I released today for Tuesday. And it's hilarious because obviously you were tired and or something like that, or super high, one or the other. And the beginning of that was just made me laugh so hard at when I re-listened to it. It's like, yeah, man, happy to be back. fucking sounds like it, bro. But yeah, I appreciate that. You did a good job anyway. So yeah, just want to get through a little quick segment because trying to make Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday's episodes not too crazy long. And then we'll go into it Saturday, big time on college football. How's that sound? Good.
Sounds good. So tonight, Wednesday, November 6th, we have one college football game. So actually going back to last week, Thursday night, there's going to be football games for the next 27 days. So, which is pretty cool. Always cool to watch them on TV. So
tonight we got
Miami, Ohio versus Ohio. Both of these teams are 4-4. They're tied for first place in the MAC East. So it's a pretty huge game for them two teams. Personally, I don't think I'm going to have a play. I didn't even think I had a lean, but then as I look longer into it, I do have a lean, which I'll say at the end. So I'm going to break this game down real quick. Miami, Ohio, these teams are basically opposites of each other. Miami, Ohio's got a pretty bad offense, but a better defense. And Ohio, on the other hand, has better offense and a bad defense. Miami, Ohio, I'm just going to say Miami. Miami has the 121st ranked offense. They average 290 yards a game. Their defense is 70th ranked, and they give up over 400 yards a game. Okay, Ohio, on the other hand, they're the 64 ranked offense, over 400 yards a game, and the 102nd ranked defense, close to 450 yards a game they're allowing. So the reason why I don't have a play is because when these teams are like polar opposites of each other, it's hard to like see what the outcome is going to be. But these teams are so similar, my lead is going to be Miami plus 7, just because I think it's going to be a close game. Both of these teams have the same record, and they're both playing for a lot. So I'm not saying Miami's going to win this game, but I like Miami with the points.
All right, so a couple things. First of all, everybody knows I'm not really big on college football, but I don't give myself enough credit, honestly. But so looking over this game, I did a little bit of research myself. Every single game, it seems like that both of these teams played, they're both 4-4, like you said. Every game has been close. Obviously, I think coming into the season, you could tell me if I'm wrong here, but Ohio was supposed to be the better team. Is that right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so Ohio's been favored a lot of games. Just to give a little info to the listeners, 4 out of the last 5, they didn't cover. They were favorites in 4 of those 5. They only covered when they were 2-point dogs to Ball State. And then Miami of Ohio, I'm just looking over the last 5. They haven't been favored in one of these games. The closest one that they were close to favorite in was plus 2 versus NIU. And they won that game by 3. They were plus 2.5 at UB, whatever team that is.
Buffalo. It's Buffalo.
Buffalo. Okay, yeah, duh. They beat them 34-20. And then, so they're winners they're winners of 3 of the last 5. Ohio are winners of 3 of the last 5 as well. So these teams are very similar, like you said, common opponents. It's interesting to look at these for me sometimes. Ohio lost to NIU. Miami, Ohio beat NIU. What else? Buffalo. Both these teams beat Buffalo. Ohio beat them 21-20. And Miami of Ohio beat them 34-20. So Miami of Ohio, by the way, this kind of popped out of me. They lost to Ohio State 76-5. So obviously these two teams are on like the second tier of college football teams, I would say. You tell me, am I right there?
You're right. This is definitely like the top 2 or 3 lowest conference in Division I. It's still solid football. It's Division One football, but
of course, yeah.
Back, and yeah, that's why they're playing on a Tuesday and Wednesday night, because they need it's good for the TV and that they right. can get away with it.
Right. You mentioned the MAC conference like two times yesterday too. Is that MAAC or MAC?
MAC. I'm pretty sure it's Metro Atlantic Conference. I'm pretty sure that's what it stands for. It's like it's Ohio, Miami, Ohio, Kent State, Toledo, those schools. Akron, Western Michigan. Like there's always a team that's ranked. Actually, no, it's Mid American Conference. My fault, not Metro Atlantic. Mid American.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think the reason I asked that question is because I played briefly in a D1 college before I moved on to D3, and that was St. Peter's University. It was actually St. Peter's College when I went there in Jersey City, New Jersey. And right. We played in the MAAC conference.
Is that Metro Atlantic?
I think it is Metro Atlantic. That's why when you first said Metro Atlantic, it sounded right, but I knew it wasn't right.
That's Metro Atlantic, yep.
Yep, so we played against like Manhattan, you know, all the teams up north, basically. But anyway, thanks for clearing that up for me. So, yeah, I did actually more research than I ever really do on this game because it's the only game. What else am I going to do besides look over college basketball? So I'm going to get into it in a second, too, with you, but which we didn't plan, but I'm going to do it anyway. But if I had to lean one way or the other, you said Ohio, right, would be your lean?
No, my lean would be Miami with the points.
With the points, yeah. I got to agree with you for a couple reasons. Basically, everything you said, plus every single game of these have been close, essentially. I don't see this being a big blowout game. So I can see this being a 3-point, 4-point game. So I like the points there as well. So good breakdown on that. So I just want to say real quick to you, the amount of fucking time last night and this morning that I spent looking over the college basketball scene this year is just, dude, it's so crazy. This is the reason I can't follow college football as closely as I'd like to. I mean, I went over maybe 15, 20 teams last night and this morning college basketball, and I've got like 100 more. So, you know, multiply that by fucking 10 players each team, all the coaches. I mean, anyway, I'm just excusing myself for not knowing as much as I should about college football, even though I'm up like fucking, I don't know, like 42 units on the season. So I'll take that. Humble brag.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, I sent you a quick little outline. Let's get to that real quick. So, yeah, like I told you earlier, I don't know if you knew this, but I think you did. But if not, you found out through me. The first four, well, I don't even know what it's called. The four college playoff teams tonight get announced between the two big college basketball games, which, by the way, just for the record, are number 3, Kansas University, at number 4, Duke, and number 1, Michigan State, at number 2, Kentucky. Between those two games, I think in the whatever you would call it, I guess not the halftime show, but between the two games, whatever show they're doing, they're going to announce the four college football playoff teams. So that's exciting. I just want to say to you, I watched, you know, ESPN this morning, and I watched Golic and Wingo and fucking Get Up with the other Mike from Mike and Mike. And they basically, all of them were saying Penn State's going to get in at number 3 or number 4. So before you say anything, do you even have Penn State in the top 4 or even close to the top 4?
So Penn State is currently ranked number 5 in the AP, and I definitely could see why they would get into the top 4, because they've just been proving people wrong all year. They've had some big wins when they shouldn't. I mean, when they weren't supposed to win. Who did they beat? They beat Iowa that one week at Iowa when they were I think they were 3-point underdogs, and they beat them pretty handedly. And Iowa's definitely not an easy place to play, so. I mean, I can see how they would get in over Clemson because of how bad Clemson's schedule is, and they've been a little bit disappointing this season. So I can definitely see how they would get in.
Yeah, see, what you just mentioned right there, that was one of their big points basically on all the shows that I watched. Basically what they said was a big, big thing that these people look into who vote on these four teams is strength of schedule. And they said that who'd you just say? Clemson, right, has a weak schedule. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Yeah, so all of them had Clemson out, and they all of them had Penn State in for that very reason, the strength of schedule. They say it's one of the most important factors, which I found kind of interesting. They broke down really how they – because I guess the younger Golic – I don't know if you know Mike and Mike Golic, but
– yeah.
Okay, cool. The younger Golic basically said that him and somebody else from ESPN had the opportunity to go down there last year and actually watch the voting, and the way they vote is kind of interesting. So what they do is they get everybody, it's like 25 guys, I think, or something like that, and they all have to put 3 in a bubble, like 3 teams in a bubble. They put those to the side, and they each vote one fourth one. So it's like, it's kind of interesting and unique how they vote them in. So with all that being said, I just looked over Penn State's last three games. So they played Michigan State. They beat them 28-7. They beat Michigan, number 14, who's coming on late, 28-21. They beat Iowa, like you said, 17-12. Iowa's number 18, I think, right now. Penn State, 35-7 over Purdue. So I don't know. I was surprised, personally, to hear Penn State getting voted in by all those guys. They know what they're talking about. So I don't know. It was just interesting to me. So go ahead. Do you have a top four you can give me right now for you personally?
Yeah, I can give out a top four. I'm going to have to say, of course, LSU, Alabama, that one and two is interchangeable. And this weekend will have a big say in that, obviously, as they play. And then Ohio State, this offense, this defense just cannot be stopped. They're blowing teams out every single week. And then that 4 and 5 spot's really interesting. Clemson and Penn State, it's really hard to say because this Clemson team the past few years has been proving people wrong, and they've got a great history with them. Like, that strength of schedule is really big. They've got – Clemson's got the 41st ranked strength of schedule in all of college, while Penn State's got the 7th ranked. So going according to that, they're both 8-0, and if Penn State's got the higher schedule by that much, I don't see how they won't get in based on what they have to say. And obviously these rankings change every single week, so the first ones don't matter as much, and I could definitely see Penn State getting in over Clemson.
Yeah, obviously there's still a lot of football to be played. A lot can happen down the line for sure. Like, one of these teams could just have a fucking terrible loss, like a no-name team for sure. It's rare. Right. It's probably not going to happen, but it could happen. I just want to ask you one question as far as that. LSU, Alabama, Ohio State, top three, that's without a doubt to you?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's pretty much what I heard pretty much all. Like I said, I watched like 5 hours of ESPN this morning, as well as I listened to some radio on the way in. So, yeah, it was just interesting to hear how they voted them in, how everybody pretty much has Clemson out, even though Clemson's 9-0. And, yeah, they basically – everybody's pretty low on Clemson. They still said that they have a chance to get in, but as of right now, pretty much everybody across the board has Penn State in there at the number 4 spot. I think even one of them had I think a couple of them actually had Penn State in the number 3 spot and Ohio State in the 4. Could you see any reason for that?
I actually do not see any reason for that. Ohio State is – They don't have the hardest schedule in the country. It's actually it's up there. It's in the top 5. It's the third rank. It's the third highest schedule this year, and they're pretty much killing everyone. Justin Fields, transfer from Georgia, came in as starting quarterback, and he's tearing it up. They have another player on defense. His name is Chase Young, who's actually in the Heisman race as a defensive player. He's not going to win it, but it's just awesome that his name's in there. He's just a problem on the defensive side of the ball. No one can stop him or Fields at quarterback. This team, I do not see the Penn State being higher than them.
Nice. Good job. Yeah, I think that was pretty much a test for you, to be honest with you, because fucking Trey Wingo mentioned that. He was like, I have Penn State at number 3 and Ohio State at 4. He just got fucking blasted by everybody. So yeah, I just wanted to fucking test you with that. But the other thing is, basically, listeners, just so you guys know, I know this is not very much in line with just betting advice, but I've been trying to I've been getting some feedback from the regular daily listeners, the loyal people, the supporters, and everybody says, you know, they'd like more sports talk, like for the daily news and things like that, to make it more like a radio show. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. I think Matt did a good job there. And let's put one more college football question for you. There was a lot of Heisman talk right now. Can you give me a top 1, 2, or 3, your top 3 Heisman, or even just your 1, or whatever you want to do?
Yeah, I can give you a top 3. I like Joe Burrow from LSU.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, he's just proving people wrong every single week. He started out as one of, like, maybe the 15th highest odds.
Yep,
he's the favorite. He's got
2,800. He's 200-1. Sorry, 200-1 before the season. Go ahead.
Unreal. He's got 2,800 yards passing, 30 touchdowns, and only 4 interceptions. Like, those numbers are just insane. And if he keeps it up, if he beats Alabama this week, I don't see how he won't win. Then I like Jalen Hurts from Oklahoma. I mean, Jalen Hurts, you guys know what he's done. He did what he had to do at Alabama, and now he's playing in the Big 12 and just absolutely destroying those defenses. He's got 2,400 yards passing, 21 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions, and 800 rushing yards on top of that with 13 rushing touchdowns, which is insane. And then my third pick, people might say it's Tua, but I'm going to have to say Justin Fields from Ohio State, tearing it up, 1,600 yards passing, 24 touchdowns, only one interception, and 9 rushing touchdowns to go along with that.
For sure. I like those three. Obviously, those are the top two for me, obviously. One thing I got to say is, first of all, Joe Burrow, like I said, was a super long shot before the season. He's come on big time. He's basically a pocket passer type of quarterback, right? You would say that?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So I think so. This is just me thinking like way too much. The voters seem to love those running quarterbacks, you know, that have two different skill sets where they can throw from the pocket, but also scramble, but and then throw the pass, you know, think on the fly, as well as being able to run and get that 3rd and 9, you know, with their legs and things like that. So I think, this is just me, and I don't know what the hell I'm talking about when it comes to this, but I think Jalen Hurts might have a little bit of an edge on Joe Burrow just as of right now. But I think, like you said, if Joe Burrow does get LSU over Alabama tomorrow, whenever it is. When is that? That's Saturday.
That's Saturday at 3:30.
Right, so that's a huge game in the afternoon. That's awesome. So there's a garbage truck passing by, so just give me a second. God damn it. Every episode. I think if Joe Burrow gets LSU over Alabama this weekend, I think it's over. I think you got to give it to Burrow. You just have to.
Yeah, and that loss to Kansas State from Oklahoma really helps, because as much as being an awesome player helps, you got to win games, and that loss is going to hurt Jalen Hurts, I think.
Yeah, I was actually just going to throw this at you. I was going to end that, but just, I have another question I just thought of. Do you how important is it, like, the team? Like, so how important is it, like, to – all right, so, like, if Jalen Hurts' team, even if he throws 15 more touchdowns, less interceptions, and has more running touchdowns, does Burrow still have a better chance because LSU is undefeated and they beat Alabama, or would Hurts still have a chance?
For sure. I think that goes a long way, because if you're the best player on the best team, I think that's going to help your Heisman odds a lot. And I think that if Joe Burrow beats Alabama outright this week, I think that locks him up if they don't lose the rest of the season.
Interesting. I usually hate college football, man, but this season's been pretty good. And one more thing, and I'll let you go. We went way longer as usual, but fuck it. It's good stuff. The other thing is the last question I sent you. So basically, Alabama LSU, that would be the biggest game of the season so far, correct?
Correct.
All right, I'm kind of excited for that. Two is possibly out, right? He's injured?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Mac Jones again at quarterback. He's more of a pocket passer, too. He's a tall guy. I think he's like 6'6". But he tore it up last week. And as you guys know, at Alabama, if one player gets hurt, it's another 5-star player next in line. So
yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's literally next man up, that whole NFL theory, but at the same time, that shouldn't be for college football. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Right.
Alabama is so good, man. And then just to talk about that game just really briefly, we'll go into more of it on Saturday, but right now Bama is -6. They're playing in Alabama. You think that's a fair line right now?
It's crazy, because LSU is ranked higher than them, but that home field advantage goes a long way in college sports. The reason that it's at Alabama gives them a few points. I think if it was at LSU, it would be close to a 2 to 3 point spread. It's hard to say who's going to win this game. And Tua is still up in the air. I think if Tua is announced, maybe the spread will move even more. But it's going to be hard to say. The winner of this game, I think, might win the national championship. So the worst part about this game is that it's at 3:30.
Why is that?
I don't know how they have this game at 3:30 now. This game should be a primetime game, 8 o'clock for sure. Like, personally, I'm not going to be able to watch it, which is horrible to say, because I've got
fair enough obligations
during the afternoon. And people are going to have work on Saturday afternoon. Like, they're going to want to watch this game at primetime.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's going to affect a lot of things. That's going to affect a lot of money. That is surprising now I think about it, because money talks, especially in college football. That is surprising now that you mention it. But it's funny you mention that, because as you were talking and you said if this game wasn't in Alabama, if it was in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, it'd probably be 2 or 3 point spread. You're exactly right, because first of all, my betting experience in 20 plus years, home field advantage of football is worth 2.5, 3, 3.5 points. So it seems like they gave Bama the 3 points here. It'd probably be Bama -3 in LSU. And I'm excited for this game. I'm usually not excited for college football games. I'm probably not going to be able to watch it either, now that you mention it.
Yeah.
But I don't give a shit. I probably wouldn't watch it anyway. I probably just watch the highlights on ESPN later on.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good game, though. And I'm just going to say one last thing on that game. In quotes, all the experts that I've heard and listened to, all the analysts, nobody has any fucking idea what's going to happen in this game, and that makes it as more exciting than anything. I'm staying so far away with this with my betting money that I'm not putting anything on this fucking game for sure.
Yeah, I haven't got into Saturday's football yet, which I will very soon for like people who are going to purchase the package. But if I had to say, without any research, I would just say LSU and the points. They're ranked higher. It should be a close game because Alabama-LSU is always close. But I'll definitely have another outlook on that later in the week.
Yeah, I didn't even mean to go this deep into this game, honestly, because we'll talk more about it on Saturday, I'm sure. But it's just such a big game that I just had to. And by the way, it opened up at -7, Bama. It's now -6. And the first thing that I thought of was the under. The over-under 65 here. I think their defense is kind of slowing down. I don't think it's that big of a game. I think it's going to be like maybe 30-27, something in that area.
Yeah, that's crazy. The only reason college football totals are so much higher than NFL is because of the clock. It's literally just the clock. Because in college, on first downs, the clock stops and waits for the chains to reset. In the NFL, the clock goes the whole game, which is why the totals are so different, which makes the game a lot different.
Is that the only difference in the clock in college? Is there any other times where it stops when it doesn't stop in the NFL? Because in college basketball, it's a lot of difference, too.
Yeah, NFL has a two-minute warning, which the college doesn't, but it's really just
college doesn't have a two-minute warning?
Nope.
Oh, shit. That's news to me. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, they don't.
Wait, don't fucking talk to me like I'm an idiot, bro. I don't fucking know. Go ahead.
Yeah, pretty sure they don't. Yeah, and that's the only difference. But the first downs is a big difference because, obviously, you've watched football in your life. There's a lot of first downs in a football game. And every single time in college there's a first down, the clock will stop to reset the chains, and then it will get going.
It starts basically when the referee puts the ball down. Is that correct? I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is a big difference. I've seen that for years and years and years in college football. I'm not a big fan of that, but it is what it is. It's same thing in the NBA versus college. Like, one of the biggest things, and I'll let you go after this, but it just reminds me of something with the NBA versus college basketball. Like, one of the biggest things is, like, like, the end of the game, especially, like, basically if a team is down, like, 3 points, right? And let's say Golden State's down by three. They're playing Houston, whatever. And they call a timeout when Houston makes, a basket to go up three. If they call a timeout, the ball advances all the way across half court. Basically, for entertainment purposes, because it's more likely to hit a fucking buzzer beater. But I've always hated that, man. Like, I prefer the fucking... I don't know. I don't like that advancing at past half court. The other thing, it's funny because I mentioned that guy Noli on Twitter at Noli562 yesterday. I actually spoke to him yesterday, and one of his polls that he had on Twitter was actually, if you could change one thing in college basketball, what would it be? And like the choices were like move the 3-point line further back, et cetera, stuff like that. And I tweeted at him. I was like, is there any way to make a fucking rule that you cannot meaninglessly foul when you're down 7 or less than 15 seconds? Obviously, that's not is going to ever happen because they don't care about sports betting, but that affects the game so much. And everybody agreed with me. They're like, oh, shit, I didn't even think about that. It's true because I fucking hate that so much. It doesn't happen in the NBA as much as college basketball. So be careful in college basketball if you're betting totals, for sure.
Right.
But, yeah, I just had to throw that in there. I've taken plenty of your time. Thanks for coming on once again. I'll have you on again tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, and then we'll really, really get into it on Saturday.
Sounds good. Hope you guys like the content. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Matt. I'll give you info in the outro, and then I'm going to get into some NBA, NHL, and stuff like that. So, all right. Have a good day, bro. Enjoy practice.
You too.
All right, you guys, finally have a little bit of time to go ahead and record some NBA picks for Wednesday, November 6th. November 6th, I don't know why I just said that like that, but I recorded 50% of this podcast, and here comes a fucking garbage truck as soon as I start recording. You suck. But I recorded most of this podcast, this episode, earlier in the afternoon. It's already 11 o'clock almost, and it's 10:51 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but I finally made some time to go ahead and record some. Guys, I'm just real quick, two important things. First thing, disclaimer, do not tail my action at bets. Those are just, I literally just put a bunch of fucking, any game that I see that I just like immediately, either with a little bit of research or with none at all or highly researched, I just put everything in there. Why? Because it's fun. And I like to see, just the games, just like where, just don't fucking listen to my action app, you guys. That's just for fun for me. The unit sizes are just for fun. I literally put like 300 units to win 300 units. It doesn't mean anything to me, the Action app. It's just for fun. So somebody hit me up in a DM and was like, so you said I should take fucking, and he fucking named off like 45 bets that I have in my Action app. And I was like, bro, no. Don't take any of those. Those are just like for fun lean. So that's number one. Number two, Tuesday, the games are starting to wind down, the NBA. Looks like I'm gonna end up 3-3 on the podcast picks, which kind of sucks, kind of disappointing because I started out hot. Let me just go ahead and recap Tuesday's games real quick. Miami was, this is super surprising to me. I'm super low on Denver. I'm gonna stay off of their games for a while now because I don't think I have a read on them. After that Pelicans lost by 15, they really fucked on my head. They're up on Miami 84-66, and Miami has looked nothing but fantastic this year, so I'm very surprised by that. Looks like Miami's gonna, I think I get Miami out on the podcast, I can't remember. I just want to say one other thing. I'm taking this podcast so goddamn seriously now. You know, I basically, usually what happens is if I record two segments like I did on this podcast episode earlier in the day, I have to like re-listen to it and like figure out, oh shit, what did I do, what didn't I do yet. I have everything written down all nice and neat in my notes app. You know, Matt at Jerry's Way Betting can attest to that. So yeah, you guys, I'm treating this like a real show. We got a nice amount of listenership right now. So, I want you guys to keep coming back and, doing the best I can. And Matt, I know he's doing the best he can. I told you guys to buy that Boston -6 to -5.5 at a minimum, -120. They won by 6. And that's why I always, always say buy the half a point. Another guy, a new listener, hit me up on Twitter today. I'm happy. A lot of new listeners hit me up today on Twitter on DM. So thank you guys. You guys are the best. It's good to have you aboard. Listen, man, I'm talking to you. You know who you are. I don't want to mention you by name. But always buy the half a point, especially in NBA games, my man. If it's -6, buy it to -5.5. I'm almost 100% positive I said that. Go ahead back and listen to yesterday's podcast, the NBA picks. I'm pretty certain you'll hear me say buy that to -5.5. And if not, that's my bad, but I'm like 99.9999% sure I did. I'm actually going to listen back to it and make sure I did, because I know I did. So they won by 6, and that's why, guys. Another reason is I don't even mind buying a whole point and a half, 2 points, even a full 2.5 points. Why? Why? Because I said it once, I'll say it a million times, you guys. Say that line was -7, right? And okay, let's buy the full point and a half down to -5.5, right? So -5.5 will cost you -140-ish, that area. You know, considering if it was originally -110, it'll cost you -140. Oh, that's expensive, John. Why was you? Because, my brothers, the fucking price doesn't matter as long as you win. Am I right or am I wrong? If you didn't buy that point, what happens? At -6, what happened? You pushed. I seriously would rather lose than fucking push. I hate pushes. It's like I wasted all that time researching for nothing. So that's number one. So then we got Charlotte. Charlotte was down 14 going into the fourth quarter. I already wrapped that up, called that a loss. They outscored Indiana by 14. They beat them in overtime by 2. Awesome. Spurs lost in Atlanta. That's surprising. Straight up lost by 8 to Atlanta. Surprising. Orlando could not cover the +3.5 in OKC. That's all good. My boy Matt at Jersey Way Betting, my guest, had the Lakers and the Boston Celtics money line parlayed, and he got super lucky with the Lakers there. So that's a recap of NBA tonight, last night. So the games tonight, 7 o'clock games, Washington, Indiana, New York at Detroit. No lines out for these yet. Leans, without even seeing the lines, I'd probably say Washington up to -5.5. And the Knicks are probably going to be like +5.5, +6.5. That's going to be a tough game to predict and a tough game to cap. So probably going to skip on that one. But if you want more details on that closer to game time, DM me on Twitter. 7:30 games, you got Golden State at Houston. Houston's probably going to be at, I like Houston up to -4.5, no higher than that. Then you got Chicago at Atlanta. Those are two teams I honestly don't really have a great read on yet. Chicago should beat them, but Chicago is on back-to-back. So is Atlanta, though. Atlanta's home back-to-backs. Can't even give you a lean on those yet, so sorry. Sacramento at Toronto. Toronto is currently -8.5. Probably lean in Toronto right now. My bad, you guys. There might be a little break in the action there. I got a goddamn phone call because I always forget to put the Do Not Disturb on when I'm using my phone and the microphone. It's all good, baby. So there'll be no background music for this segment. It's all good. Let's get through these NBA picks real quick and get this over with and move on. don't really have many strong NBA picks for you tonight. I'm going to be completely honest with you. As I do more research throughout the day on Wednesday, if anything comes up strong, I will tweet it out. So make sure you guys follow me on Twitter. That's the next most important thing, other than listening to and supporting every episode of the podcast and sending tips, of course, and sending in support and money and tips and all that good stuff. Love you guys. So yeah, we were at Sacramento, Toronto, leaning Toronto pretty strongly early. -8.5 is a lot, but I do like Toronto by 10 or more. Kings, yeah, they've been playing great. They won 2 in a row. They were 0-5. They're 2-5 now. I think they lay an egg in Toronto. Toronto's very good. Minnesota at Memphis. I'm going to tell you right now, I like the under here, you guys. This is going to be a strong play. Shit, I just fucked up. That was going to be one of the package picks, the total package picks. It's all good. I got plenty of those to go around. 224.5 currently. Go ahead and take the under of the Memphis-Minnesota game. It might go under, but I'm looking at the referee assignments as well. The same fucking referee, Tom Washington, is refereeing this game again. He refereed the last Memphis game 2 days ago or yesterday. Monday, I think. Maybe Sunday. Monday, I believe. And he is now 6-0 when he referees games on the unders. He's 6-0 underwise. The other two referees the other day were 2-2. They're now both 3-2. He's got another referee with him that's 2-1 on unders, and another one that's 2-3 on unders. So I'm definitely leaning the under heavily here. I always lean the under in the Memphis games. Let me just go ahead and look at their last five. I just want to be safe and smart here. Let's take a look at the trends. So Memphis, last three games, under. Over the 27th, 10-27, October 27th at the Nets. And then under. So four of the last five Memphis games have gone under. If you do any research, even going back to last season, you'll see last season, I believe they were like something like 55 and whatever the amount of games left to add up to 32, 29 or some shit, 20, whatever adds up to 82. I can't do the math in my head right now, but they go under a lot, even though they got rid of Gasol. They play a slow-paced game. A lot of the public was on that under versus the Rockets the other day, 107-100. I like the under. I love the under there. So it's only 224.5. Go ahead and jump on the under with confidence, you guys. As far as the Minnesota over-unders, two of the last five have gone under. Three of the last five have gone over. That's a little bit sketchy. But go ahead and take the under there. I like the under there. It might go over, but I like the under pretty strongly. As far as the side on that one, I don't really have one. Minnesota, 4.5, -4.5. Minnesota's look like shit their last couple games. I don't have a side play for you on that one, but I would probably lean Minnesota, especially if they didn't shit the bed their past few games. They looked great early on. Now they look like they're regressing. Back to the mean. Orlando is playing Dallas. Orlando's on a back-to-back. Dallas is currently -7.5. Dallas should pretty easily beat the Magic here, especially what the Magic showed tonight at OKC. Dallas should win this pretty easily. -7.5 is a lot. And also what worries me is 86% of the public is on Dallas. It's not a secret. Dallas is a very good team this year. Skip that game. Philly at Utah. Utah -1.5 in Utah. Don't get it twisted, you guys. Yeah, Philly lost that last game. Yes, Philly has one game, one loss on the season. However, don't get it twisted, you guys. Embiid is back, I believe. I'm on like 98.9%. Embiid is back. And I don't really care if they're on the road. Utah, to be honest with you guys, can suck a dick. Yeah, that's putting it nicely. Yeah, that's putting it nicely. Go ahead and take Philly. Philly's +1.5. You want to go ahead and take that. Buy that up to +2 to be safe. Or just take the money line, +110. Fuck it, why not? That money line at +1.5 should be more like +130. So Vegas is worried about guys pounding the money line here. It opened at +110. It's +105 now. 86% of the public is on Philly money line. How do you not bet Philly there in Utah? Yes, Philly lost their first game of the season. Yes, they looked pretty terrible. Embiid's back. Simmons is going to be playing great. Horford's just been on fire. He'll be playing great again. He's an all-star caliber player every year. And yeah, just take Philly. Listen to me. And then Milwaukee at the Clippers. This is a great game. I can't even have a lean, but I'll give you a couple thoughts and then I'll get out of here on the NBA picks. Milwaukee Bucks have been literally every game I try to fade them. They're up by 30 by the half, and they just keep a 25 to 30 point, like a 20, legitimately, if you look at their games, like an 18 to 30 point lead at all times, all throughout the game. Once they get up, they don't relinquish that lead. They look great. However, the Clippers are one of the best teams in the league. They have Kawhi. This is literally, in my opinion, a battle of the two best players, the two best basketball players in the entire world. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak, and Kawhi Leonard. This should be a great game between them two. I think both of them score 30+. It's going to be a battle between them two. That's it. That's the end of that. The breakdown of that game. It's going to be Kawhi versus Giannis. That's it. These are literally the two best basketball players in the entire world right now. There's nobody better than them. Find me a better player anywhere in the world, and I will give you $1 million. These two guys are fucking legit fucking basketball players. And honestly, I like to do rankings. You guys know that. I'm coming out with my NBA rankings tomorrow. Been quite a few changes in the Eastern Conference, a ton of changes in the Western Conference. The Western Conference is fucking a mess. And I like to do my player rankings too. In the beginning of the season, it was Kawhi and Giannis. I gotta be honest, right now it's Giannis and then Kawhi. And then everybody else, basically. This game will tell a lot for my rankings. And that's pretty much it, you guys. The Clippers are properly -1 at home. To be honest with you, I think if Milwaukee was at home, they'd be -1. So that's the only reason they're -1. This should be a pick 'em. I have no idea what to tell you on that. So it's going to be Giannis versus Kawhi. That's it for the NBA picks. Sorry, there's no background music, and I'm going to come back and get this podcast wrapped up nice and tight. Enjoy, guys. All right, you guys, I'm back with the last segment of the day. I just finished doing about 1.5 to 2 hours, about 1 hour and 45 minutes of college basketball research for the games for tonight, Wednesday. I've isolated two pretty strong freaking plays for you. There's a ton of games, guys. College basketball season is so freaking tough. There's so many games, so many teams. Like I've said before, I'm probably going to do a standalone episode each day for college basketball. That's how much info there is to get through. With that being said, other than these two games I'm going to give you right now, I'm going to give you one dog and one favorite that I like a lot. The two strongest picks of the day for the most part for now. Follow me on Twitter, though. If you don't follow me on Twitter, I promise you I'm going to come out with at least 5 to 7 more picks for college basketball. It's just too early for me right now. I'm not ready to go ahead and commit to these other games just yet, but I have about 7 leans right now. I got to whittle that down. But for now, for the podcast, I'm going to give you guys two really strong picks. Number one, I'm going to give you the favorite first. The favorite is Virginia at Syracuse. Yeah, Syracuse plays that fucking pussy-ass 2-3 zone. I'm just kidding. They coach well, Boeheim, of course. They got a couple seniors coming back. They got a great lineup. Don't get it twisted. Syracuse is going to be a problem this year, especially with that fucking 2-3 zone. But once Virginia gets used to that zone, and hopefully they shoot well, which they should, Virginia's only -3. They're number 11 in the country. They were amazing last year. Go ahead and take Virginia with confidence. -3. Buy that down to -2.5 because I always buy the half a point at least. -2.5, -120. Take Virginia on the road in Syracuse. That's a tough place to play, but go ahead. Go for it. The other one I'm going to give you real quick. Where the hell did it go? I want to give you some info on it. Ooh, St. John's playing Mercer at St. John's. That's going to be a good... I would say take St. John's there, but skip that for now. Georgetown looks good. UNC looks good. Big-ass spreads, though. OK State looks good. Mizzou should be good, but -28. Wow. The other game that I isolated is going to be Belmont at Illinois State. Belmont's a great team. They're a great program. Illinois State always plays upstep. They're +6. Buy that to +6.5 and take Illinois State. That's it for the college basketball picks. I just can't go too deep into these picks or these games because I'll go on forever. And this episode is long enough. So that's pretty much for the episode. I'm not going to even do an outro. Please follow me on Twitter. Follow at JerseyWayBetting on Twitter. Hope you enjoyed him on the show today again. If you need anything, hit either one of us up on Twitter. Don't forget about the NBA totals packages that I'm offering, as well as the college football packages. For any more info, just hit me up or hit him up, and we'll get that info out to you. That's pretty much it. Thanks always for listening, guys. I also like Vanderbilt. There's so many games I like in the college scheme, but those two are the strongest for now. I was going to give you some NHL picks. There's only 2 games. I don't like anything. By the way, we crushed it in the NHL today. Tuesday, we fucking absolutely destroyed it. Islanders came through -1.5. I'm not going to give you an NHL recap. Look at these scores. I'm done. I'm out. Too much recording today. Love you guys. Enjoy the show. Thanks for listening. As always, hit me up on Twitter. Send me an email. Send in a voice message to the show. I'm done. Out.